First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's talk about travel trends for 2024. This is from the folks at Contiki. They came out with a list of top travel trends. I just curious to know, as a travel agent and a travel advisor, do you take any notice of these travel trends when they come out?
Actually, I do. Like in some cases, just because you see your guests or your clients choose in a way with respect to what are the trends. So coming from last year, 2023, sustainable challenge or travel is still very much on the agenda. And travelers really are keen on determining how they're going to get to their destination or what kind of transportation they're going to use. And you see when you book online or for us through our agent portal, like you can click off to offset your carbon footprint as well for an extra fee. And there's also with sustainable travel, they want to feel the local flavor of their destination. So connecting with local people, you know, going grocery shopping at the local store. And they're also looking at which travel company are, you know, what their sustainability policy is as well. So yeah, I think there's a lot of people that are more travel conscious.
Okay, well, a sustainable travel, that was the first thing on the top of the list of Contiki's list of top travel trends for 2024. And I was kind of, you know, it's just thrown around a lot, sustainable travel. And I think a lot of people don't know what it is, but you kind of defined it there.
Yeah, it's everywhere, not just when you travel, but at home as well.
Another thing is off the beaten track travel. I could see this where people just want to try something new, especially people who've been traveling a lot. Do you find that?
Yeah, I do. They just kind of want to try something that's not over tourism. And so they're looking for unique or less travel places. And then it's highlighted again by promoting a deeper connection with the local culture. And it goes hand in hand with the larger movement of responsible travel. So it all is circuitous when you think about it.
Another thing on the list was shoulder season. So again, it kind of goes hand in hand with what we're talking about, that people want to get off the beaten path and away from the crowds. This is one way to do it. But I guess if everybody's traveling on shoulder season, kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Well, it's interesting how certain companies, say, for example, Amal Waterways, they're definitely promoting some of their cruises in January, February, March in Europe. So, and it's because it's less busy attractions, the temperatures could be quite mild and cheaper accommodation and transport. So what they're, you know, it depends on where you go. So January, February, March in Europe is low or shoulder or low season. But in, say, Mexico or the Caribbean or a sun destination, that's our high season. Like that's where Canadians want to leave our winter and scoot away.
One of the things, too, that I think to be aware of if you are traveling during shoulder season, depending on where you go, a lot of attractions aren't open or they're doing maintenance or things like that, too, right?
Yeah, we have clients that, you know, want to go to Cyprus, but a lot of the hotels are closed after, say, October. So you have to really, you know, work with your travel agent to research what the opportunities are. And we're finding, too, that I'm sure everybody's noticing how airfares are getting more and more expensive. So travelers are thinking about longer stays to get more for value for their travel dollar. And, you know, we have guests and people in general, they're thinking that the prices are going to drop. But I would definitely think about securing your flights as soon as possible, because the prices are only going to get higher and the availability maybe less. And then we see that with Air Canada. They have they are reducing a lot of nonstop flights out of Calgary and Edmonton. You have to go via Toronto or Montreal. So the availability might not even be there with regards to like even the connector flights when you're going to a destination that's a little further.
Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned Europe being a popular destination, Asia looks like it's going to be popular for 2024.
Yeah, it's skyrocketing to the top, and you're seeing that Japan is really popular, whether it's cruises or land stay, and it's a great bucket list item for or destination for 2024. And continuing to be popular is Thailand and Vietnam, and South Korea is also springing up, and that goes to say, show even like WestJet's going to Seoul now, so it's just availability of how many of our airlines are noticing how what our clients are looking for.
One of my favorite ways to travel is train travel. That's one of the trends.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list. If I, before I die, I need to go on the Orient Express, and it's train travel is in Europe has always been popular and for the most part efficient, but it's good for cross country trips spanning from one end of the continent to the other. And it's not just Europe, it's Asia, and throughout the world. So there's popular train trips too, like the Gone in Australia that you could go on. So lots to think about.
Yeah, well, even here in North America, you think of the Rocky Mountaineer, even Via Rail and Amtrak have upped their games now to make it a really enjoyable experience to travel across the country, and you get to see things that you probably wouldn't see normally.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to experience a destination and to see more of it because you are able to travel distances with the train travel. And another opportunity that people are looking at for trends is going on a safari. Going
Yeah.
in, I it will change your life going on a safari, no matter what safari you go on. People are really interested in wildlife. Africa is a huge destination to go to. So, and not just, you have the opportunity of so many safaris in Africa, whether it's in Kenya, Tanzania, Namibia, or South Africa. So, it's a big continent, so take advantage of it.
Well, and then a couple of other things. You look at bleisure, blending business and leisure. I guess in your industry, that's what you do all the
That is our goal. Yeah,
isn't
that is what we work
it?
hard for our clients for, so that we can go to these destinations and share our experiences. And I think it's a really good way to take advantage of the budget that your business offers for business and just expand it for a few more days to take in the sights and experience a new location and hopefully it doesn't, take up more vacation times. You can do it over weekends and statutory holidays and such. But it's really a great art of perfecting work-life balance.
And then, and speaking of technology, AI is always seems like it's in the news every day now. That the do you, have you do you have the Chat GPT downloaded? The
I
like the
don't, and I should just to get myself familiar
It's
because
actually pretty cool. I've done it, and just on a lark, like you can just say, "Tell me about a specific destination," and you if with like 500 words, so you can l limit it to how much you're reading, and it'll
yeah.
just it pops up within seconds, and you can learn all about it. So it is an interesting tool, and I'll just call it a tool. I wouldn't want to replace it with the human touch because there's some things that you may not be aware of, or other things that may be wrong about too. So because the destinations are always changing, but it is an interesting tool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it is growing in interest and popularity for research and such. And they're saying that there was a generation survey that Kentucky did, and they were saying that travelers were asked whether they would let AI pick their next holiday destination if given a discount or on travel and accommodation. And 61% of their age demographics, 18 to 35, said yes. I'm not there yet. Nope, I wouldn't think. I would have picked my own destination.
Yeah, I don't think I'm there yet either, but if I can save some money, I don't know, I might be able to talk it into or to be talked into it.
Yeah, fair enough.
One term that I'm not familiar with is slow travel. Tell me about that.
Right, so this is where they plan trips to take it extra slow and to help them maybe catch up on some sleep and such. So that's where travelers will retreat to like a really laid back locale instead of a jam-packed itinerary. Fewer nights out on the town, more lazy mornings in bed. And Pinterest actually have coined this travel trend as slow vacation, as you say. And so we'll see where it takes us because of, you mentioned earlier that a lot of people are well traveled. So they don't need to go back to the same destination or do the same cruise over and over. What you're seeing is that people, like they go to a destination and they explore, and then they go to the same destination and they go further afield. And then they come back and they do a long stay, like, become a snowbird at that destination, but it might be just a sleepy village or a town.
I think I've been doing slow travel all my life. And didn't even know it. Sleep in, be lazy.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Last on the list, pop culture travel.
Yeah, so you're seeing this a lot. And I think the most evident example is all these Swifties that are chasing Taylor Swift on her Eras tour throughout the world. Like, my gosh, this woman is amazing. Even she, they'll follow her to football games now. So yeah, and lots of TV shows like Bridgerton, they have lots of tours, in the UK, or Harry Potter, Emily in Paris, as well as, if you're a Lords of the Ring fan, there's lots of tours for where they filmed that in New Zealand. So I kind of am interested in that. I think that's a fun thing. I know the best example for me is I watched that movie In Bruges, and I fell in love with Bruges, and that was my next on my travel list.
It is kind of cool though. Like I remember going to Washington, D.C. and seeing all the monuments and things that you see on television all the time and go, hey, that actually exists. It's right there. So it is kind
Yes.
of cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. And
absolutely.
pretty much you can pick any popular TV show and there's probably a tour about it.
Yeah, and I think people with all the different streaming channels now and all the different opportunities to see locales and different destinations, that really does draw people. A lot of it like when you're looking at shows that are maybe India based or it's actually looking at locales in Sri Lanka. So it's easy to get drawn in. Like it's some of the most beautiful scenery that you can see, and then you think, yeah, I'm gonna go there.
It's Contiki's list of top travel trends for 2024. You can find it on the Contiki website, contiki.com. And Onanda Forbes is a travel expert. Again, you can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Thanks, Onanta.
Thanks, Randy. You have a good week.